Hey, this is Dan with another CBP Audio Boo. This is Audio Boo number 81, Avengers 248. So we have the second part of the Eternals story here. With when we left off, the Eternals, including Star Fox, who discovered he was an Eternal, all went up in the Unimind to discover their destiny, to kind of become one and discover their destiny. And then the villain Maelstrom came to town, and since there was no one to defend the city, or you know, to stop him, he has plans to absorb the energy of the Unimind for his own nefarious purposes. He took out the Wasp and Captain Marvel. The Vision and Scarlet Witch, you know, saw this happen. So when this issue picks up, they are there in what's the place called? It's not. I keep wanting to say Eternia, but that is Masters of the Universe, He-Man, and all that good stuff. Olympia. I'm sorry. Olympia is the name of the burg that the Eternals hang their hats. So, you have Maelstrom, who is, you know, he reveals his origin briefly in that he, you know, he was able to sneak in because he kind of, you know, he kind of blended in with the rest of the Eternals, even though he's a little different, a little taller, a little bigger than them. Turns out his mother was a deviant. So he's, you know, so he, but he, this isn't, even that being said, this isn't revenge against the Eternals just because he's a deviant, and the Eternals turned the deviants into a giant building block. He just wants power. Maelstrom has the ability, or he has this device which takes kinetic energy, and he converts it to power. So he's pretty, it's pretty hard to beat him in a melee type of fight. You know, you can't just knock around with him because he'll turn that against you. So, but the Vision, you know, he gives it the old college try. He sneaks up behind him and disrupts his power harness, and then while he's doing that, the Scarlet Witch uses her hex power to disrupt the Unimind and freeze the Eternals. And when we say freeze the Eternals, it basically means the Eternals just start falling from the sky from the Unimind. It's literally raining Eternals. So that's, you know, that's going to hurt when they wake up. The Wasp and Captain Marvel, they eventually free themselves, and they start trying to help the Vision take down Maelstrom. And then who jumps in but Star Fox, because, you know, Star Fox is like, you know, I'm an Eternal, I'm a Titan, I'm an Avenger, and I am going to kick your butt. But he doesn't know that, you know, Maelstrom's power is, you know, based on kinetic energy, so he just pretty much just throws him off of him like a doll. And, you know, and he starts tearing things up, you know, basically, I mean, everyone is just powerless against him, even the Eternals that start jumping in the fight. Eventually, the Scarlet Witch is the one who knocks him off his feet, and they figure out the best way to, you know, to attack Maelstrom is from a distance of exactly 10 feet. According to the Vision, it's written there. It says, remember to stay at least 10 feet away from him. So I guess, you know, the Vision was able to figure that out on his own. And, and Maelstrom's got kind of like he's got this weird buddy named Death Urge, who doesn't do anything the entire issue. He's just like this silhouette kind of guy. He's just all black except for a white cape. and he's holding this black spear, this solid black spear, like he's made out of like this dark force or something. And he's just standing in this tower this whole time, and finally, you know, as Maelstrom is losing the battle, and he realizes this, he goes, "Death Urge, attend me." Like, he yells it at the top of his lungs, and Death Urge is like, "Finally, I get to do something." And all he does is he throws this black spear. You think he's attacking the Avengers, but what he does is he actually throws it at Maelstrom. It goes right through Maelstrom, and just, it looks like it kills him. He just turns solid black and just falls to the ground, and that's it. And then Death Urge disappears. Captain Marvel tries to find him, but he's gone. And so, the story is wrapping up here as the Eternals decide that, even though they didn't spend a whole lot of time in the Unimind, they spent enough time to figure out that their destiny lay in the stars, not here on Earth. But they decided that a small group of Eternals would stay on Earth. For what reasons, I have no idea. I guess just so there is a small contingent of Eternals on Earth. But the rest of them, this is kind of funny, the rest of them get back in the Unimind, which kind of looks like a giant muffin. Just imagine a giant muffin, and that's pretty much the Unimind. And it takes off from Olympia, but before it does, as it's like scooting off into space, it grabs the block of deviants that were, the deviants that were changed their, they changed their molecular structure to just basically be this giant block of deviants. And as the Unimind is going out into space, it literally flings it off into deep space like it's just throwing out a bag of garbage. So there's a giant, like, Borg cube-esque block of deviants just floating out in space. So that's how the Eternals, I guess, they choose to deal with their problems. Just fling it out in space. And the Avengers are kind of, all's well that ends well. And you think that's it? And then the very last page, you see Death Urge coming to a secret lair where he kneels in front of a cloned body of Maelstrom, ready to bring him back to life for future stories. So that's the end of this issue, and that was Avengers number 248, and we'll see you next time.